Slavi begins right after the Christmas liturgy. Five people stand in front of the church, spinning five brightly colored tinsel and cardboard stars with an icon at the center. The members of the church divide into groups depending on which star represents them. They sing in a mixture of English, Yupik, and Slavonic. There's one star for each of the villages in St. Seraphim's parish: Dillingham, Oleknagik, Portage Creek, and Ekuk. And then there's a great big star. It's 7 feet tall. That one will stay put in the nave of the church, but the others are just starting their Slavi journeys. All three Slavi groups walk over from the church to the parish house with their stars. After singing again there, they share a meal of salmon and ham with the priest and his family. From there, the stars split up. Slavi singers will go from house to house for the rest of the week, following that pattern of singing and sharing food with their hosts. Each star with its singers might go to as many as 10 or 15 houses in a day.
It's like caroling to the extreme and also going into people's homes and proclaiming that salvation has come into the world through the child.
That's St. Seraphim's Reverend Michael Nikolai. Slavi is a tradition that originally comes from Ukraine, and it's celebrated around the state. The stars are symbolic of the star in the Bible that the wise men from the east followed to find the infant Jesus. Traditionally in Alaska, Slavi singers take their stars to other villages by snow machine, or back in the old days, by dog sled. Leona Carr from Portage Creek remembers caroling late into the night as a kid.
We used to Slavi all night long, and it was very tiring. When we fall asleep in a house, they used to leave us, and we'd have to look for them.
With low snow on the ground,